AI, blockchain, smart cities, the digital transformation happening now makes the seemingly impossible doable. At Deloitte, we help clients harness these powerful technologies to improve business and the world. Deloitte.com/look again.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And because we have not, let's catch up on Google. The company announced all kinds of things at its I.O. developer conference. And in Mountain View, California, topics like speech, AI, and privacy fought for the spotlight at the event. Talking it out after these tech headlines. Uber is on track to price its initial public offering at the midpoint of its target or below, following a big stock market drop at the disappointing debut of rival Lyft. It is in the middle of pitching investors across the country on its shares, which are set to price Thursday ahead of a Friday trading debut. Uber has set a range of $44 to $50 a share, or about $80 billion to $90 billion, already down from its earlier indication. Its listing has been overshadowed in recent weeks by Lyft's troubles. Its smaller rivals' shares dropped 7% on Wednesday and were on track for its lowest close after the company reported first quarter results on Tuesday. Wendy's says it is seeing good returns on its delivery partnership with DoorDash, but it's still open to shopping around to other services. Executives with Wendy's say they are sticking to the annual contracts with third-party providers to stay flexible, but the Journal says feel well-positioned for change should change need to be made. More chains are seeking to renegotiate service fees with third-party providers or get them to pitch in more marketing as competition heats up in the space. And before we get to Google's new speech and privacy features, let's talk subscription music services. They are struggling to grow almost a year into a revamp of its flagship YouTube Music. According to the Journal, subscriptions across Google paid music offerings have been essentially flat over the four most recent months. Last week, Google executives said flagging growth at YouTube was one of the factors that led the company to come $1 billion short of Wall Street revenue estimates in the first quarter. Coming up, a closer look at Google's new speech and privacy features.
AI, blockchain, smart cities, the digital transformation happening now makes the seemingly impossible doable. At Deloitte, we help clients harness these powerful technologies to improve business and the world. Deloitte.com/look again.
At its developer conference this week, Google rolled out a faster, more productive Google Assistant and new privacy tools for Android users. New systems and uses for Google's ambitious AI projects came through as well. But first, let's talk better Google Assistants. Here is Sundar Pichai, Google's CEO, to explain.
Say you get a calendar reminder about an upcoming trip, and you want to book a rental car. You can just ask Google, book a national car rental for my next trip. The assistant opens the national website and automatically starts filling out your information on your behalf, including the dates of the trip. You can confirm the details with just a tap. And then the assistant continues to navigate the site. It even selects which car you like. It's acting on your behalf and helping you save time, but you're always in control of the flow. Let's go ahead and add a car seat. And once all the details are in, you can check everything one last time and just tap to finalize the reservation. You'll immediately get a booking confirmation. It's amazing to see the assistant complete a task online on your behalf in a personalized way.
Google also aims to use artificial intelligence to help people with speech disorders, which lately have made huge advancements.
Researchers from Google AI are exploring the idea of personalized communication models that can better understand different types of speech, as well as how AI can help even those who cannot speak to communicate. We call this research Project Euphonia.
New features also mean Google Maps goes incognito, which is important.
While in incognito in Maps, your activity, like the places you search and navigate to, won't be linked to your account. We want to make it easy to enter in and out of incognito, and Maps will soon join Chrome and YouTube with support for incognito, and we'll be bringing it to search as well this year.
Quick note about Google Maps, let's talk money. With 1 billion users, it's actually not making much, which may prove to be super important as Google expands AI into Google Maps and beyond. Barron's Nick Jasinski has more on this.
To date, the service has barely been monetized. And with Google's parent company, Alphabet, falling short of revenue expectations last quarter, it might be time. After a rare miss by the advertising giant, its stock went down almost 8% in a day last week. One analyst estimates that Google Maps alone could generate $9.6 billion in revenue by 2023.
Check out more at WSJ.com as well as on this week's Instant Message podcast for all things new and improved Google. That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.